Portions of today's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
Legend in My Spare Time contains certain themes and subjects that may not be suitable for your young fucking ears.
Legend in My Spare Time, motherfucker.
That being said, if you are easily offended, get the fuck off of our podcast!
Welcome to Legend in My Spare Time, ladies and gentlemen, episode 20. Can you fucking believe that's fucking 20 episodes, dude?
I definitely can believe it.
Oh, shit. My name is Matt motherfucking Lees. The Reverend is with me as always.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
And we're not in the Matt Cave tonight, man.
No.
We are nowhere fucking near the Matt Cave.
No, we're 10 stories up.
10 stories up.
That's right. We're rolling in my pad now, the penthouse.
That's right. We're up in the penthouse, and we got friends in the house today. So, Reverend, you brought these dirty fuckers with you, so tell me who the fuck these guys are.
Well, straight out of Skid Thomas, we got Lenny and Nuna.
I'm the bottom of the barrel, St. Thomas, too.
He brought the stank with him.
Okay. Well, Lenny, you said?
Lenny, yeah. Lenny. We'll play that tonight.
All right. What's this guy's name? Will Ferrell over here.
Mr. Dan Coors. Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening, Daniel.
All right. See, you know what's funny is both these fuckers told me different names when I met them outside.
Oh, did they?
So I don't know who the fuck anybody is.
Those are professional names.
Fair enough, but I do know this guy right here.
Hello.
It's fucking Mighty Mouse himself. Matty Thumbs back for a second
amazing
time.
Amazing mute.
So, say something into the mic this time. No, that's not in. Right in, like. Because I could hear both these fuckers and it's their first time, man. This is your return.
Speak up. Be heard.
Yeah, I don't like the whole mic.
No, like this. Like this. Like,
there you go. That's not what I heard.
You just fucking. Just mind the stepchildren. Don't forget the stepchildren. Yeah.
The kids.
Oh, dear.
Boys, the berries.
Oh.
The gig and twiggle berries. So anyway, we are here this evening because somebody's having a birthday.
Yes, Mr. Daniel Ward.
Can I call you Will Ferrell?
Will Absolutely.
Ferrell? Okay,
just
so Will.
You can call me anything you want, just don't call me late for dinner.
Well, I think my grandpa used to tell that joke.
Wrecked him! Damn near killed him!
Nicely done, though. At least you're comfortable enough to make a stupid joke. Good for you.
There you go.
So,
break the ice.
It's your 45th birthday today, sir?
Close. Math might be off a little bit, but yeah.
How old are you today? Come on.
I will be 34 tomorrow.
34. So, do the math. How many years of balls is that? That's 68 years of balls, sir.
Oh, in this room.
No, him.
What? Him. 68. Oh, fuck. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. He's 34, and he has two balls. How many years of balls is that?
How often do you count the years and balls of people, Matt?
Fairly often.
I've known him a long time. I don't think his testicles have dropped yet, so I don't think it's that high.
Fair enough.
Make fun of me because I don't know his years and balls. What is wrong with you? We're counting guys' balls.
No, I can't. Oh, Jesus. I fucking hate you.
Oh, my God.
God damn it, I hate you. I've been back for a fucking...
Could be, what, 102? You don't know anything about him.
Shut the fuck up.
You ask him. Could only be 34.
Oh, I hate you. Fucking
I told
hate you.
I did tell one girl that he did only have one testicle once. Remember I told Jody that?
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
When we were out for dinner, I said he had a dog. Dog bit you when you were a kid.
That's a good story.
Well, it was one of those stories where she made a comment like, you know, ha ha ha, got him in, you know, his nuts or whatever. And I said, no. Probably not, because he had this accident when we were kids. So he's missing one. So it's not... And she kind of felt like an ass, right? Oh, my God, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Real funny, eh?
Listen, speaking of ruining nuts...
Oh,
shit!
Come on.
If it isn't the fucking herpes killer himself.
Old Sleazy! Stop it by!
The podcast just got a lot more greasy, folks.
What's easy tonight, Sleazy?
Take that microphone, sir. Take that microphone. Welcome yourself back. Say hello. They've missed you, I know.
Everybody.
Oh, shit. Who are you? Who are you? Come on.
It's A.K. motherfucking K, y'all.
It's A.K. back in the... A.K. back in the fucking house. How you doing, sir?
Doing all right. Wow, I'm happy to see you.
Yeah, where the fuck have you been, man?
I don't know. It's like kind of like a shriveled up penis.
You're an asshole, you know that?
Oh, no, I was talking about me.
I do have an announcement to make,
okay.
As well as DC's birthday.
Uh-huh.
We Mr. Hannity Kennedy is mm-hmm. back on the market officially.
Oh!
As much as we enjoyed his last girlfriend.
Right.
I didn't know about that until you just said that.
Yeah, in case you didn't know.
She wanted us to break it to you on the air.
Oh, so that's what happened.
Yeah. She wanted us to fill you in on air.
Yeah. The other announcement was that we just wanted to let Matt Lees know that, not to worry, Andy took good care of Tara while you were gone.
Oh, you dirty cunt. Uh-oh. You know what I learned in Iowa?
Not me. I'm not the dirty cunt.
Oh.
Andy.
He rat it out.
Oh, shit. I fucking hate you guys. My friends in Iowa are so much cooler. Yes. Hand me a beer, cunt.
Speaking of Iowa.
Thanks, buddy. Speaking of Iowa.
The sound of it opening.
We've got beef with Iowa now.
Oh, wait. I was going to tell a ball story.
Well, keep your balls to yourself for a second, and let me lay this one. It's a sad day. It's a sad day on Facebook, especially
mm-hmm.
when every hour Matt Lees is posting one of these fucking sad. I miss Iowa, Iowa. I love my new friends in Iowa, guys. Guys,
yeah, you want to know why?
You sad piece of shit. You made me fucking sick to read that,
dude. You know why? Because the closest thing I got to homeboys here is you and herpes over here. It's a fucking depressing world, man.
Hey, I use cream. I got a new nickname,
Andy Cream Sanitizer. Oh, so you're pissed at me for being pussy about it?
You've been horrible, man.
Listen.
You've been queening about Zach and Weller.
You know what?
Oh, guys, I miss you. I really enjoyed the time I was there with you. We really got close.
You know, they are very nice people.
Shut the fuck up, Matt Lees.
You're sorry for yourself, Matt.
They don't even like you anymore because you keep saying that.
Fair enough.
I got these messages saying, you know, next time we're inviting Davies. Because we know he can suck it up by the time he's fucking gone.
All right, fine. Fair enough. I will take that as a shot.
Don't take it as a shot. Take it to heart.
Fuck you. Don't fucking...
Make some changes in your life, Matt.
Don't tell me how to do things, all right, prick?
Somebody's got to, man.
Well, maybe if you dress yourself.
Maybe Andy can help.
I'm just dying to hear your ball story.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Thanks.
Lay your balls on us.
Yeah. Thanks, Lenny.
You do keep your pants on for the story, right?
Yeah. Here's what happened. I'm drinking on the night of the Jaeger. You were just going to talk amongst yourselves. It's so cool. There are four.
Pay attention,
right ahead.
Bitches. Grab beer when you need it.
I'm at this wedding ceremony the night where I blacked out at some point. And there's this dude from Chicago whose name is Swartz. Fuck you, Swartz. Your mother is a dirty whore. He decides to walk by me one time and say, hey, I got a message for Canada or whatever, you know? And I'm like, what is it? Tags me. Bag tags me straight up. And I'm like,
cup check?
No cup. So I, you know, I take a knee and shit, take my moment, and I'm like, you know what? He's on the dance floor. I'm going to go get him back. So I sprint up, wind up, miss, hit him in the thigh, and I'm like, oh,
that's why you're a musician.
So then I said to him, listen, man, let's call a ball truce. No more shots to the nuts. Can we agree to that? Shakes my hand, looks me in the eye, tags me again. That's twice now. There's another point
in
the
evening.
That's
what you get for being a sissy and asking to call a truce.
My balls are precious, man.
Come on. That's what the French do.
Okay. So after he got me a third time, I'm sitting at the table with a bunch of big boys, you know, 300 pounders, so I'm well hidden behind them, and I see this dirty fuck coming from one of the bathrooms. And as he's walking this way, I'm watching him, he can't see me. I duck down, uppercut as hard as I fucking can to his nuts.
And did you land?
Oh, dude, did I ever. He hit the ground, and they had disposable cameras at this reception, which, Zach, Jenny, not the smartest idea. Free beer and disposable cameras.
Mm-hmm.
No good. So it turns out as soon as he hits the ground, everybody at the table turns around with disposable camera. Click, 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 click. As he's, you know, grasping his balls and saying, Canada wins, Canada wins. I did that for you guys, man. Because he brought that on himself.
Well, at least you redeemed yourself.
Yeah, and I also took a picture of him on the shitter. Fuck you, Swartz. No, it starts better than that. Because we go into the bathroom, me and the Swartz dude. That's a great sentence to start with, eh? We go into the bathroom.
Me and the Swartz dude.
Yeah, and we had the camera with us, and we're like, we're standing by the stall, and he's like, do you have the camera? And I'm like, yeah, here, take the camera. And he's like, what should we take a picture of? And we hear from in the stall, Zach say, I'll kill both you fuckers.
What did he say?
I'll kill both you fuckers. So he happens to be in the stall taking a shit.
Isn't it?
Right. So then Sports is like, I just came here to take a shit. Goes into the stall. I give him a good 2 minutes before I reach over with the disposable camera. Click, click. He brought it on himself.
That's what you get.
That's fair. That is it. That is. So yeah, that's the majority of my stories that I can actually tell you legally that happened in Iowa, other than the Star Trek stripper, but I think we'll save that for another night. Yeah, you heard me.
I don't think we have to. It's up to you.
No, it's... I told it on the last episode with the other guys.
I like Star Trek and I like strippers. I can't see a problem with anything.
Unless it turns out to be your buddy's girlfriend.
Was it your buddy's girlfriend?
Yes. But I only fucked her once and she told me to.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying, right, AK? You're all about
you
making
told
up excuses.
I fucked her till she bled, so I fucked her 3 times and punched her in the mouth. Ooh! Lenny knows what I'm talking about!
You tried punching me one night. But I kicked you in the balls and got the fuck out of there.
Oh, so? Is this your first podcasting experience?
This is my first podcasting experience.
Did you do your homework and listen to any shows?
I listened to some snippets about 45 minutes ago.
That's fair. That's how I do things too. That's cool. Mm-hmm. That's right. You should be ashamed of yourself. Give the mic to
me. I can see how well organized you guys are and how.
Hey man.
How sorry I feel right now.
Hey man, do you have a microphone?
Yes, I do.
Are we recording?
You are recording.
Then what the fuck you got your panties in a twist for?
I don't know.
You should be ashamed. Give the mic to AK. Fuck you. Give the mic to AK.
He shoved that mic pretty far down my throat.
You loved it, you fucking whore. So what's new and exciting, AK?
Yeah. Aside from being single, what's
AK, wait, I got something for you.
Just trying to stay off the porn. You know.
Wait, who am I?
Keep it clean.
I taste eggs in my mouth.
Oh. Remember that time you made out with that dude? Yeah. It's okay, you're not the only one. Swartz from Chicago told me he also made out with a dude once.
Oh yeah.
So we should introduce you guys. You can be all.
I don't accept that. No, okay. I don't surrender to that statement. No.
You guys can start
creeping
in the club.
It was something else.
Dude's tongues in my
you
mouth.
Found Peter where you thought you were gonna find exactly. Mary.
It was a mistaken identity situation.
You though. Sad.
Kissing a dude.
You sad bastard.
It's a gray zone.
It wasn't a gray zone, you dirty fuck. Right. It's more
where
brown.
Where are you going?
Are you ashamed of yourself a little bit?
Oh, no. I wouldn't be on the podcast talking about this. I think the shits and giggles are worth it, so.
That's fair.
You know.
Okay. Way to get all serious. Give the mic to Will.
All right, Will.
Okay, Will.
Yeah, I was going to. After Andy's last comment, I don't think Thumbs is quite on board with that last statement.
Thumbs doesn't talk anyway. It doesn't matter.
Oh, give him the mic.
Say that again.
It's okay to be ashamed. Yeah. A bit.
No, it's your turn, birthday boy.
All right.
So you're 58 today.
Correct.
And you decided to celebrate it by being on a podcast.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. You going to do some body shots later off of Matty Thumbs' ass?
You know. You go first. I'm on board.
Lead the way. You just got back from Iowa.
I'm the trailblazer, not me.
I've never heard of anything like that before.
I'm,
and you wouldn't learn down it until you came back from Iowa.
Hey guys, I learned down in Iowa.
It's called the Gypsy Cabbage. I'm really hoping Tim shows up just so we can introduce him and AK and be like, so your mouths have been where each other's dicks have been.
How actually, do I do believe that Lenny and Danny Coors,
also tag team,
they
bullet
have
belt?
Witnessed the bullet belt.
Uh-oh, really?
Yeah,
they absolutely. I think I might have been the one to give her that name.
You were definitely the one to give her that name. You're the first time that I ever heard her referred to as, hey, who the fuck is that bullet belt?
Who's that crazy broad?
Dude, I gotta say, the folk...
Daddy, never the father?
They, always the daddy, never the father, is what you said? That's awesome.
That was Jeff's role in high school.
See, who's Jeff? I've heard 13 fucking names
line.
Today.
Yeah, I forgot.
Sorry. The Rev.
Yeah. You got to talk into that mic, man. You always yell at the new kids.
Sorry.
That like that every time, okay?
It's okay. Well,
yeah.
I'll be
wait.
That's right.
I'm right here, baby. I'm the only one wearing headphones.
Let's play Am I an Asshole?
So the way this game works is I'm going to read you out a statement that a listener has sent us in, and then we're all going to decide whether or not this person is an asshole. Okay. All right? So, first one
easy.
Is... Oh, wait. Intro music.
the summertime saying, how about this heat? I'm an echo.
No, I'm gonna actually stop it. Stop it.
That's the music that's always playing in my head.
I thought that was like a post-production kind of a statement.
There. Right, I just made be quiet for 5 seconds on the pay intro, which I'm gonna do now. Yeah, so, okay, number one. I called my best friend's girlfriend a retard the first time I met her, ruining his chances for Nookie that night. Am I an asshole? For Matt Lees, I'm gonna say yes, you're an asshole.
Absolutely, 100% asshole.
Not necessarily. You might be looking out for your friend. I mean, if she is a retard. He should probably try to get better.
If it wasn't Bullet Belt, you mean? If it was Bullet Belt? What do you think, Will?
I don't think that. No, that's not an asshole move at all.
Okay.
He's just putting a little hurdle in front of it. You still got to clear that hurdle.
Fair enough. He's just trying to make a man out of him. Thumbs?
I'd say yes.
Okay.
If he did it right to her face.
Yeah, that's what it says.
Yeah.
I called her a retard the first time I met her.
Was she retarded?
Unfortunately,
no,
we don't
never
have to call
your
her.
Friends retards.
That's right. You, no, you only. Don't call. You never call a retard a retard. But if you want to call your friends retarded, that's cool. So I don't know. We don't have more information. And what do you think, Rev?
I think that is definitely a cock blocking kind of move. So yeah, I'd say that's an asshole move for sure.
Okay, fair enough. Next one. I'm going yes on that. I've just skimmed this one, and I'm going yes. I had sex with a girl in my room while her boyfriend was in my living room. Am I an asshole? I gotta say yes. What a prick. You?
For reasons I can't say, I'm gonna have to say not an asshole.
Oh.
Why?
Did you send me this email?
No, you're not.
AK.
Was I in the living room at that time?
If the guy's got a small penis or he doesn't know how to use it, it's kind of like a karma thing.
I know you fucked somebody's girlfriend while he was in the living room. Don't fucking. What do you think?
That's the thing. If you know the dude, if you know the guy, then yeah. If you don't know the guy, then it's a shot at love.
I like the way he's talking. Okay, thumbs.
Yeah, if he knows him, then I guess kind of. Was it his room?
Yeah, his room, his living room, other dude's girlfriend.
Well, he shouldn't have, yeah. No, not an asshole.
Not an asshole.
He shouldn't have brought her over.
I guess, fair enough. Yeah,
that's right. If you bring company over and she's willing to give it up, that's not your fault.
You know, it's
a skank asshole.
Right. It really is the girl who's the asshole here. But what do you think, Reverend?
I think that he was actually just being opportunistic. So, no, he's not.
I know you fucking sent that, you cunt.
You are not supposed to do that, though.
You know what? Fuck other people's girls?
No, you're not supposed to do
that. Okay, Andy, you and I need to talk. I apologize, but there was this one time.
What are you talking about, Andy? I almost took the heat for you and had to throw that guy into the lake at the boathouse. Because you were nailing his girl, and he thought it was me, because he knew that it was one of us in the band.
Yeah,
so he just chose
that.
The better looking of the two.
Yeah,
that's sweet.
I forgot why I liked you.
It's easy to do, huh? You spend a couple hours with him, you're like, fuck this guy.
He just blamed the better looking of the two is all.
Yo, eat that mic, son.
Like, sorry, sir.
Like that.
All right. Sorry, tall, dark, handsome.
So, again, you fucked somebody and Reverend had to throw somebody in a lake.
It's pretty close. Pretty close to it. Yeah.
Reverend took the heat, and I looked at him and said, hey, is this cool? And I had no problem.
Oh, nice.
So
smile.
We let it roll that way. why confuse the guy? I mean, he's trying to assess out who's doing it. And he thinks he's found his mark, so just let him have his.
I took it as a compliment anyways. Yeah. Are you nailing my girl? I know somebody is.
And you just love throwing. And you love an excuse to whoop somebody, so.
Yes!
So you're just like, it wasn't me, but I'm going to whoop him. Fuck
yeah,
it.
Exactly. I looked at Andy, I smiled. All right.
Okay. My friends got into a bar fight. While friend number one was fighting 3 to 4 guys, maybe more, friend number two was trying to pull them off of him. I could have helped them and would have turned the tide of the brawl, but.
This guy's an asshole for typing too much shit in.
Yeah,
keep it shorter.
Wait till you meet Tim. But instead, I drank my drinks faster because I knew we would be ejected. Friend number two ended up in the hospital getting staples in the head. Ha ha ha. Am I an asshole? Yes, you're an asshole.
Anytime you have the opportunity to stand idly by and watch your friend get a good beating, I say take it. What do you say, Dan?
AK. AK. I know. That was kind of the fourth wall magic we weren't going to go into.
I'd switch that around, man. It's the friends are getting in the fight that are the true assholes. You even start shit when you still got a full pitcher there that's been paid for. Come on, man. We gotta drink this beer. Then get your trouble on.
Yeah. But he was already in the fight. You're going to finish your drink? What do you think?
Well, I'm definitely going to say the guy was an asshole that night.
Yeah, what are those scars on your head, by the way?
I was going to say, that's why I don't shave my head anymore.
That's why you got a flashy pink shirt, too.
That's true. A bloodstained pink shirt.
Whoa. Yeah.
No, I gave you the pink shirt after.
Yes. Asshole?
Yeah.
Yeah, you let your boys get whooped just so you could finish the beer?
Who, me?
Yeah, I think it was you, you fuck.
No.
I can tell it's your email from the spelling mistakes.
No, I was the one fighting the three or four
so
guys.
So who's the one who...
Lenny's the asshole.
In my defense, I did have my back to the fight.
He knew.
I had shots, and the waitress was bent over.
He knew.
Damn, you're an asshole.
Well, I could help, but we're getting kicked out anyways, and I already paid. I was handling things.
Okay. Okay. This is another one in the email. I once punched a girl in the face after she told me I wasn't the real Jesus. Am I an asshole? Okay, what do you got to say about that, Lenny?
I was once punched in the face by a girl, so it hurt deep.
Yeah. So you punched her back?
No, I wanted to, but I didn't. Fair I didn't want to be an asshole. I
is the fake Jesus here an asshole?
Yeah, should have punched her.
He did punch her. That's
the
thing.
No,
he's
not an
asshole. Okay, so he's not an asshole. Okay,
she shouldn't punch him.
Fair enough. Go.
It's only bad if he's not the real Jesus. If it is the real Jesus, you gotta let her know.
You gotta stab your throat.
Yeah, fuck yeah, I'm the real Jesus.
You gotta straighten that bitch out.
Now, now you know. All right.
Represent.
Even if you're not the real Jesus, you spent like a year and a half growing your hair out and your beards come in really nice. And a girl gets in your face, well, you know, and she's a crackhead. Don't forget the crackhead part.
I don't know if the email says she was a crackhead.
I think it was an attachment on the email I saw it earlier.
Thumbs?
I'll say no.
Okay, cool. Rev, I don't think you voted on half of these.
No, I don't know. I voted on all of them. I'm down with the punch in the face. I think...
Not an asshole.
No, I think, you know, I take deep offense when somebody says I'm not the real Jesus. I got the belt buckle that says I am.
What if they have a big belt buckle that says you're not? Knuckle sandwich,
bitches.
Yeah.
A freak! I give her an Old Testament right to the solar plexus.
You're an asshole. Okay.
Dig in, boys. Dig into the pints.
Aw, yeah. Tonight's show is brought to you by both Coors Light and McClay's Traditional Pale Ale.
And Creemore Springs.
So, Matt, if you just came back from the States, where's the duty-free?
I didn't get any duty-free.
Dude, you got to load up.
No, I don't have a valid car that gets me back into Canada, so I wasn't trying to fuck around. As soon as he was like, have a nice day, I fucking floored it.
Yeah. Basically. So is there a couple more?
Yeah, there's a couple more here. Right. We're waiting for AK to wipe his herpes off.
All
right. According to AK, you can. I keep trying to tell him.
AK wipes sideways. I don't know how that works.
This doesn't sound like a wipe. It sounds more like just kind of moving it around.
I'm just
a smear campaign.
I'm just telling you what he told me. He wipes sideways.
Do you wipe with a SpongeBob SquarePants towel? You hear that, Big Al from Iowa? Yeah, I'm going to out you on that story. They all call him SpongeBob. This is a big 300-pound sweetheart named Big Al from Iowa. He fucked some dirty girl and used the girl's child's SpongeBob towel to wipe his dick.
It's probably pretty absorbent.
So that's a terracloth?
Wait, I think AK wants the mic.
No, it's such
a good an asshole question. And that would have been the first one where I would say yeah.
Yeah,
you're an asshole.
Oh, Big Al. But so now everybody refers to him.
Because you're not supposed to do that.
Right. Well, people refer to him as SpongeBob now, and it's very entertaining. So anyway, we got a couple more here.
All right.
I know what you're doing, by the way. That's what she said. I manicure my pubic hair. Am I an asshole? I'm going to go with no. Yes.
What?
Yes, I'm going to go with yes. I was reversed. I wasn't thinking straight. Yes, you are. It's supposed to be a jungle.
Is
there.
This sent from a woman?
Well,
listener,
I'm
or a
consider we're so
that it doesn't really pertain to my answer, but I just can get a visualization, and I like that.
I'd say it's a dude because a dude. We're so
then
fucking
I don't
dirty.
Want that, but yeah, I'm the hairiest fucking guy you'll ever see. So yeah, you got to cut that shit.
Fair enough.
So you're saying no, the person's not an asshole. Oh,
proper dignity. Proper
dignity.
To
so, proper dignity, Lenny says. You gotta grab that mic and speak into it.
Yeah, you gotta cut that shit, or you're just like a regular Sam Squanch, and no one's gonna respect you.
You don't get any respect, anyways.
Wait.
Just grab it.
You have to trim, otherwise. Right on. Now you can talk.
I think I'm finished. Thank you.
I'm done now.
So, manicure and pubic hair, not an asshole, because you think it's necessary. Virgin. Okay, next.
Okay, well, it depends. Like, well, you're manicuring.
Just waiting for the right girl.
What could you be doing if you were doing something else? I mean, if it's watching porn, then no, you're not an asshole. If you could be feeding homeless people, then yeah, you're an asshole.
I don't even know what
he went a little deep on that one.
He didn't go deep. He's fucking drunk. I don't even know what the
no
fuck
no one ever knows what Andy's talking about. Until you re-listen to the podcast and you go, oh,
I swear
I think
got,
I get it.
I swear.
And Andy's like three steps ahead of everyone else.
I swear I've gotten emails that say AK and then all the email says is what?
Yeah. Andy is cerebral.
So that's do the homeless people here in this city have to eat pubic hair?
I don't know.
Pube soup again? Damn!
And we all know what's on his crotch, so you don't want
exactly.
You don't want that soup.
Oh, come on. They're getting their protein if it's from him.
Yeah. That's not calamari, ladies.
They're getting their protein. They're getting
so
their protein.
Soup. Is that what you're saying?
Just think of it as a fancy cheese.
Oh. Zing. So, what did you say about asshole? No asshole? Nobody gives a fuck anyway. Will, what do you
We're
think?
We're happy with fancy cheese. Wordo?
You know what? To each their own. Some people like their hair long. Some people like facial hair. Some people like ball hair.
That's a really nice way of not answering the fucking question.
Pussy.
I take care of my business, but...
So you trim.
So you're an asshole.
Correctamundo.
All right, thumbs?
Yeah, I'm going to have to say no, not an asshole.
All right, you're a trimmer, huh?
Yeah, you got to do a little bit or else...
I don't know about that. Fair enough. Like,
what do you use?
You don't want to like...
Scissors?
Ooh.
That's smart!
Yeah.
That's smart!
Man, right there. That's a man's man.
You probably use Bullet Bill's teeth to trim your pubes.
Yeah, razor. I don't know about a razor.
He calls up his old girlfriend, Snaggletooth. She goes down on him for a while, cleans up his...
She trims...
Oh. AK just said she looks him in the eyes and he loves it. Sorry, Thumbs was going to finish his thought. Or were you just staring at me?
I think he pretty much said
Okay.
He trims, so...
And you?
Oh, I've already said that if you trim, you're an asshole, yeah.
Right, and not a real man.
I think you're probably going, like, against God with that.
So you
you're
mean,
a Sikh.
Or Jesus.
Or Sikh.
Or Sikh.
So are you going to put a turban on it? Like it's long enough, or how's that work?
Now listen, this last one, I don't think this person's taking us totally seriously.
Okay.
It says, I'm
to most of the listeners?
Listen, sorry. Man, who the fuck do you think you are? And this one just sounds like they're taking the piss. I am a redheaded stepchild. Am I an asshole? I'm gonna say yes, fuck you, Ginge.
I'm going to have to agree with you. I have a general dislike for most redheaded people.
Agreed. I never met a redhead I didn't fucking hate. AK, go.
Yeah. Redheaded stepchild. No. Thinking of, yeah, fuck, asshole.
I think that's it.
I'm going to deflect, but you can keep piling on, fuckers.
have to say yes, of course.
There's definitely some stereotypes that are stereotypes for a reason, right?
Of course, yeah. It's a safe bet.
So are you feeling left out now? you just became the minority of the room.
So anyways, I'm going to spill the beans in case no one's figured it out yet. I wrote that email.
Yeah, you fuck.
And each one was directed at one of you two fuckers that are new to the podcasting situation. So I wouldn't mind elaborating on some of those just a little bit.
Yeah, let's finish up with the Am I an Asshole meeting. Let's play the extra. Ready? Okay. Say goodbye to Am I an Asshole. All right, so...
Damn, near killed him!
What's the singer of Metallica's name?
Lars.
No,
James Hetfield.
James Hetfield. Okay, remind me of that later. Go. What did you want to talk about? Porn?
Oh, those emails.
Talk into the mic.
Talk into the mic!
Each one of those emails is our true story.
All right, so what was the first one? The fucking the dude while the girl was in the living room.
That would be Lenny Nuda.
So you did the fucking?
That's a half truth.
It's a great story. You should lay it on us.
It is a good story.
Was it Will Ferrell?
But even better though, he gave us a ride home from the bar.
Tell the story, boys.
No, there's a lot of truth coming out all of a sudden.
Nah, who the fuck listens to this?
You need
a
couch in here. You're more like a therapist than a host.
Yeah. Well, I'm definitely
Preacher Crane.
I am definitely your religious therapist, Leonard.
Thank you.
So.
Okay, tell the story now.
All right, so we went out to the bar, had a few drinks, come home, little after party, you know, the pool in the backyard. You know, one thing leads to another. This girl thinks I'm an amusement park. I tried and tried to get away. I couldn't. And then he kind of walked in.
Yeah,
he did. He did walk in.
How did that moment go?
It didn't go well. I don't really remember. I didn't even.
Didn't
know
he go for a run after?
Yeah, he was seen running, crying down the street, whatever.
Or yeah. Was
no, I didn't. I was at home. Where would I run?
Hey, all I want to know is after he found you guys.
Yeah.
Did she finish what she started?
Yeah.
Good girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? Like what?
It takes a little sucking your dick after your boyfriend catches you.
That was one of my favorite Lenny Nuda stories.
Oh, it takes a real whore to do that after you get caught.
Oh, yeah.
So who is the dude in the living room? Do we not know him? He's not here in this room, I mean?
No.
Fair enough.
No, fuck.
Because that would be fun, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so...
Remember that time I
hanging out with my friend Lenny, and he's banging my girlfriend. I don't really mind. I went for a run afterwards, and then worked it all out of my system.
So you got more though. You got more about them. What was the other email?
There was the one about the fight. I think we obviously established that Lenny was the one buying the drinks.
You're a jerk.
Drinking and watching me and Dan fight, and then Danny getting bottled.
Hey, I broke back into that, but we got kicked out, and we went back in there. We fucking pushed the bouncers out of the way. Went back in because we didn't know where Danny was. That was my idea.
Yeah, you and me. Where was Danny?
We don't. He was in the car on the way to the hospital, but we didn't know that. We didn't know that.
That's
right. We were
going
back in to stir some shit up.
And then we went on some rooftops.
Yeah, we were on a roof.
I think we got barked at by dogs while we were on rooftops.
And Dan wasn't on the roof either.
No, Dan was in the hospital.
No, I was in the emergency room for a little while that night.
Yeah, that was pretty
But
funny.
The moral of the story is never wear pink to a bar in Woodstock.
No! I bought him the pink shirt after. I bought him the pink shirt because I felt bad that he got bottled.
Because I got blood on the shirt I was wearing, which was pink.
Wow.
Oh, so I bought you a new pink shirt. That's
never wear
right.
Never wear a pink shirt on a night in the town in Woodstock.
No. Especially not if you're going to Good Times.
So Farrell over here got his head kicked in then?
No, he was...
Just a random bottle. We're not even sure who... Like, I got whapped. Davey starts a rumble. I'm running over, going, what the fuck's going on? A douche. There's a beer bottle upside the head. All right, who the fuck hit me with the beer bottle? Bouncers run over. Hey, you're bleeding. You gotta go. Yeah. All right, that's good.
That was it.
I'm the victim. Nah, you still gotta go.
I'm left in the middle of the floor just swinging.
Probably happier than you've ever been.
I wasn't too upset. I wasn't upset. Actually, I wasn't upset at all until I found out that Danny got bottled.
Right.
And then I wanted to find out who the fuck bottled him.
I didn't really know you got bottled, and then Yeah. Saw someone crying outside, and it wasn't Dan. He wasn't crying. He's tough as nails, as some ambulance attendants say. Yeah. Don't mess with him.
I have been told directly. I was told directly by an ambulance attendant. Len was.
No, yeah, I was actually. That he's tough as nails.
That's right. That's a direct quote from an ambulance attendant.
I kind of think he's a little weak. He busts his head open. He busts his leg up. Yeah.
You were pretty tough that day. I was there.
Yeah. That sucked too.
But yeah, we busted back in the bar and went to kick ass.
I remember that.
Yeah, we couldn't find anybody. I think we had a couple drinks and then left.
So then we went on rooftops.
While he's in the hospital and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, and then we howled like wolves on his front porch. Yeah.
That's right.
It was freezing cold out. We had nowhere to go.
Until my wife, came and opened the door and let you retards in.
Old Mervy loves us. Come on.
Who keeps getting texts?
Who's Mr. Popular?
Yeah.
So that's what, two of the stories. What there? I think there was a couple more, wasn't there?
Yeah, but I'm not gonna lie to you. I deleted the email by accident.
That's all right.
While I was reading it.
It's not the end of the world.
But there were
two emails. Yeah, of course.
Punching the girl in the face because she said you weren't the real Jesus.
That was at a Halloween party.
And yes, I did punch a girl.
Yeah, but the saving grace is that you had a lamb in your hand.
She was a crackhead. That was saving grace.
And she kicked you in the nuts.
Yes, she did. I called her a crackhead. She tried to kick me in the nuts, so I punched her in the face.
She came up and said, "You're not the real Jesus." Dan says, "You're a crackhead." She kicked him in the nuts, punch in the face. But the best part about the punch in the face, because Danny was carrying a stuffed lamb.
Because was I was he Jesus. Held up the lamb. Shepherd.
You're Jesus.
The shepherd.
I get it.
He
I'm
held
with
up
you.
The lamb, and he went, meh.
Did you hit her hard, like Jersey Shore hard?
No. It was more of a push, like, hey, cracky, beat it. Kind of.
We've all had that moment.
Meet the sheep.
Hey, crackhead, beat it.
Meet the sheep. Meet your shepherd, hose bag.
There's a little mutton in the face. Now get out of here.
Wow. Remind me never to go drinking with you cunts.
You're coming out tonight.
Oh, I've still got devil claw marks on the stairs in my house from that, yeah.
Because I was dressed
as the
devil. We were
visited by the devil that night.
Yeah. I was dressed as the devil and then
the devil went down to St. Thomas.
I've never sounded more Canadian on this podcast. Who slept with his... No, what was the other one? The best friend's... Chuck, anyone?
Huh?
Nothing. Like, two people got that joke. Fuck you. Who called the best friend's girlfriend a retard?
Oh, Danny. Danny called my wife a retard the first time he met her. Because she didn't agree with racial profiling. You're a fucking retard! We can pull her in right now. It's true.
Explain yourself.
Dude, I come down here for one podcast, and it's all a shitstorm on me.
You should have heard Andy's episode.
Oh, yeah.
It ended
more like a Friars Club fry.
It ended with... AK is the one who ended up telling us about sucking another dude's dick, all right?
Yeah.
You should be so lucky.
The best way to break somebody into the podcast is to rag on them a little bit.
Yeah.
Because then they get used to talking into the mic when they're defending themselves because they want to be fucking heard then.
Exactly. So you're an asshole, basically.
It wouldn't be the first time I've heard that.
No.
Yes, if you haven't figured out the last one, I do indeed have red hair.
Yeah.
Ginge.
That's right. The Mingy. That's his real nickname, is the Minge.
This whole thing's Mingan, I think.
Like the love child of fucking James Hetfield. Fucking Will Ferrell and Carrot Top.
That's right. That's the trifecta. Oh, that's right. The three wise men. What are you talking about, AK?
That put the egg taste back into Andy's mouth. So this transvestite, Andy, was she a redhead by any chance? She a fire bush? A fire bush?
There we go. So interested in this.
He likes what he can get. He takes what he can get.
It's like Andy lives in Cuba. He just picks the lowest hanging fruit.
Any visits from any previous visitors, AK? Since you've been single again? Basically what I'm asking you is, have you fucked Bullet Bill yet?
No, I'm not going
to
do that.
No, we're not going to let him go back to that.
It's not worth it.
But
No, haven't talked to her either. No, nothing. No contact.
I would like to get a hold of her on Facebook and just ask her to join the Legend crew.
No, don't. Don't. Oh. She'll fucking kill us, man. She's a crackhead. She'll fucking stab us.
She's going to rave downtown somewhere.
I live and downtown.
She'll end up sucking a cock instead. She'll forget about what she was talking about.
I'm sending...
She doesn't... I don't know if you've heard from Tim or I, but she doesn't know how...
No, she only gets the internet on brunch.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Sunday brunch
just
at her
get one of those snaggle teeth knocked out, because, bitch, I'm not paying you $20.
I'd probably get more pleasure from being bag tagged. Like, seriously.
Go to Iowa.
Technically, go to Chicago. Go to Chicago, technically.
What's that?
Swartz was from Chicago, so technically you have to go to Chicago.
Oh, go to Chi-Town.
Okay, here's our sound.
Yeah, like a bunch of fucking high school kids. There you go.
Yo.
So, AK, what have you been doing since you? Why haven't you been on in fucking weeks after you were like, I want to come back every week, man. This is
the best thing to ever happen to me.
Can I come back next week?
They messed up.
You Dave Cade for fucking 3 months and fucked up.
Yeah, you totally Cade.
You made it back for episode 20 though.
You motherfucking Cade. Yeah. No, I started a new job, and it's just a bit of a learning curve on that, so... But
it's a learning curve, not a curb.
Curve.
Supposedly!
Because a learning curve...
It's a learning curve, not a curb, I don't know.
You're the one that gave me the beer, come on.
You've had one.
Really? We thought maybe your band got picked up by, like, Kiss, like Gene Simmons or something, you know?
Or Van Halen.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're still waiting
That's
for
a
that.
That's Sid. The Gene Simmons.
Sid. Fuck you, Sid.
Wrecked him, damn near killed him.
That's what we say whenever somebody makes a stupid joke.
Yeah.
Oh, why'd you look at him? Does he make a lot of stupid jokes? Oh, everything he said so far has been stupid.
Why is it people hate you so fast?
Yeah, I've never met anyone who gets such rage out of people in under 30 seconds. Yeah. Is it the red hair?
Distinct first impression, there's no doubt about it.
Maybe it's because every time you smile, your face goes beet red.
It's funny, before I left, my wife made that comment. She's like, be careful what you say because you know the first impression you make with two people.
I give you that advice all the time. You got to be nice, Daniel.
No, that's not really what I'm about.
That's awesome.
No. See, you're an asshole like the rest of us.
Yeah.
We're weeding out anybody who's not, or anybody who's heartbroken over leaving a town, city, state, I don't know.
I'm almost getting booted off my own podcast and shit. I had a very nice time.
Weeding out the sissies, goddammit!
Don't judge me, I had a very nice
time. And real men don't shave their pubes.
That being said, let's check in with Matty Thumbs once again. Hello, Matty Thumbs.
How's it going?
You are too fucking talkative, man. Let somebody else get a word in.
Did you smoke dope tonight, Matt?
Yeah, a little bit.
Did you smoke crack with Earl?
No, he's off it now.
Did you suck any dick on the way over here?
No, he's good. Yeah, he's doing good. We had a bucket.
Inform us of a bucket, sir.
This has already been done.
This is where people haven't been following the episodes because Dave came
right
into the bucket.
There's instructions on building buckets.
We
which episode was that? Episode 4?
I think it was 2, if not 1.
Okay.
Dave K described the bucket.
Now, when you and Dave K were sucking each other's dick on air,
no.
You guys were talking, I loved you the second you asked me for a bucket. Oh, I loved you the second you gave me that 2-liter bottle of pop. Oh, man. Oh, I love the Beatles.
Me too.
Wow. Can we be friends?
Is that an Iowa accent?
That was the same.
I don't know.
That was the same night that you were complimented to Dave K because he shaved his nipples.
Oh, Matt's getting upset. I'm sorry, Matt.
I fucking hate you cunts. So anyway, all I was trying to say was we don't need to describe the bucket because we already spent 15 minutes of another episode describing what a bucket is. But it's
lower the buckets.
Further away from your house, your mouth. It's not a dick. Like right here.
Oh, I got it.
That's better.
You got to put the bucket on top of the person's head because...
It's like a retard's Halloween Darth Vader costume. It's just a bucket on your head. Right? Darth Vader.
Darth Vader.
Let's not make fun of retards again. No, you know we got that email from that society and shit.
I'm starting to feel bad for homosexuals mentally challenged.
Because we're so awful to them?
Well, I yelled out at your at the open stage we went to.
Uh-huh.
You started to play John Mayer because you were going to the wedding to play it. And I hollered out, John Mayer's a fag, knowing how much you enjoy his music. And I looked over, and actually the same guy that offered to fellate you was glaring at me.
Oh, you're on board.
He grabbed my ass one time. Yeah.
Actually, I think he was trying to pick up Matty Thumbs one evening as well.
Yeah, that was the same evening. Yeah.
Did we tell the story on the show about how he offered that? I think we did.
About how he offered you
just straight up was
fellatio.
I was like,
okay, I'm not gonna say names, but it's like you gotta at least try, man. Like at least put on a blonde wig.
You totally let him, didn't you?
You gotta at least put an effort in there, you know.
He totally let him suck his dick, didn't he? A mouth to mouth, right, AK?
No, that was the duck night.
Oh,
the duck.
Don't tell that story. I don't want to know.
So what's new in Daniel Ward's life? Anything interesting?
That's Will Ferrell, by the way.
Will Ferrell, no.
Give him the mic.
And
give him the
Mr.
mic.
Lenny Nuda, anything wild and exciting? Any dangerous adventures?
Viva Las Vegas!
Yeah, we're going to Vegas in late August.
Yeah, what? So
pending nuptials. I'm joining the ranks of the married.
The truth is that all of Lenny's so-called friends that are married aren't really his friends. They didn't even try to talk him out of it.
No, they didn't.
I'm really
eagerly anticipating this trip to Vegas. I want to go to Vegas.
Well, we all want to go to Vegas, but why do we all want to get married?
You guys did it. You have to impart your knowledge on
me. No one fucking tried to talk me out of it!
I did it. I lined up on the bridge and I jumped.
No one even tried!
I'm midair right now. What happens?
Put on the brakes. Pull the chute.
Hey, I got no chute.
So is this like the intervention that we need? Do you need to like intervene on this?
Just trying, man. I'm just trying to open your eyes. One vagina. Remember, we all know Vince Vaughn. Come on.
One vagina, one mouth, and one asshole.
That's it.
Hello.
Yeah.
So
well,
I think
I missed something.
I think maybe that's the test. That if you try to talk somebody out of it and they're still into it,
three vaginas,
it's all right.
No, it doesn't
Jeff,
count.
Come in
it's
here.
One.
It's you know, it's funny. I think the Reverend is telling you not to marry, not to get married.
Yeah, just the.
Well, I'm
gonna do it.
Well, I figured you would.
You're gonna officiate this ceremony, aren't you?
If I can make it down to Vegas in August, I will.
You know, just because he's going to...
it's completely legal for me.
Just because he's going to officiate, it doesn't mean he's not ashamed of you.
No. I'm still ashamed of myself and Mr. Danny C.
That's right.
You can do it through a text message in Vegas, I think. I think they allow that.
There's a Twitter. You can just do it through
a
Twitter.
It's like a 25-cent charge.
I think that the test is that you got to try and talk the guy out of it. And if the guy kind of wavers a little bit and is like, well, yeah... then he probably shouldn't fucking get married. But if the guy is if the guy's still dumb enough to keep going with it, hey, then you know what? You've covered your bases as a friend.
Well, what do you have to say about that?
I'm going to get mushy here, but, you know, the heart wants what it wants, right?
Don't ever fuck... Give him the mic. Give him the mic. Go ahead.
Where did you get that?
Okay, wait, stop. I'm just going to say this once. I'm not trying to be an asshole. But the mic is how people hear you. You three fucking cunts won't just talk into the goddamn mic.
Le cooler, I say, raison.
You're doing better than that. I'm sorry for making it three. You're doing better than Cheech and Chong over here. I don't know what I should do with this thing.
I just don't always know when I want something in my mouth or not. Anyway,
yeah, you're not supposed to go all the way into your mouth with it.
Right. I'm going to get this thing right.
Andy, people are stop it.
Back of my throat on my tip.
Stop. People are listening on headphones, you asshole. Oh.
Yeah, you're right.
And what the fuck are you two guys talking about? Like, you don't have a mic in your hand? What the fuck?
Okay, well, yeah, you can trim it,
can't you? I was covering the slack. I was making sure somebody had beer.
Take it out of your mouth.
Beer. I'm taking it out.
This is the worst fucking episode ever.
That's the first. Take it out of your mouth!
That's the biggest mess.
God damn it.
I don't have headphones, so I can tell. But anyway, that's the first time Matt Lee's ever said to me, take it out of your mouth.
Remember that time you showed me your dick? Remember that, you fucker?
Oh, I didn't think you got to see it for very long.
Dude, you went like this.
Hey, you ever seen one of these before?
You did. What do you mean I didn't think
I called it the AK.
I called the A-Train.
Here.
Yeah, I think you totally pissed on my shoe, too.
And then you're drawing pictures of it and sending it to all your friends.
That's what you get for having a smartphone.
What is that? Like pictures of cock you're using there?
There's an app for that.
Oh, yeah. Who all loves
drawing cocks? I mean, nothing against that. I mean, if that's what you love to do.
I swear to God.
He loves sucking cock.
Even this wall right here. I see this nice clean wall. First thing I want to do is grab a Sharpie and draw a dick.
You feel passionate about that.
You totally just looked me in the eye and picked your
nose. He didn't eat it. Don't get too worried. But he did pick it, and I think he might have flicked it on Matt.
If there's one thing you guys should all know about me, I'm very indiscriminate about cleaning my nose.
Dude, he was looking me in the eye and just like
and was smiling.
that's his way of saying he wants to have dirty sex with
this is how cool I am.
You are a disgusting human being.
Yes. I don't even deny it. That's why I got into religion.
So on your deathbed you can be like, oh hallelujah. Oh shit. I want to just get reverend on my driver's license.
See, right now. Oh, hey!
No, wait. We'll do it another time.
All right.
We were going to ordain me on the air while we recorded.
Because we got the...
But isn't it like $50?
No!
It's free?
It's free, honky boy!
Well, you're real honky.
Okay, so what we're going to do then is, because we're almost on an hour, we'll split this into two episodes. But the cliffhanger, to make sure... AK, you're not going anywhere. Fuck you. The cliffhanger of the episode will be... I don't know what that is. What do you mean, sorry? You played audio and pointed your mic at it. What do you mean, I'm sorry? Oh, wait. Sorry about that.
Must be background music.
What is all that sound?
No, listen. No, I'll do that in post, man.
Kill it, Andy.
You're fucking up with my program now, Andy. So listen, the cliffhanger for you guys...
Sorry, Matt. Oh. How are you going to get me back? Okay.
You fucking asshole. The cliffhanger for part two of Will Ferrell's birthday is that we are going to ordain me right now. So by the end of episode two of this little fucking thing...
Actually, by the end of episode one, we're just going to make it one, dude.
All right, well then fucking do it right now. We'll extend it. All right,
here we go. So free online ordination.
So right now, as of right now, we are ordaining me. So by the end of this episode, I will be a fucking reverend, a minister. Now,
I am going to have to read here for a second, just so you understand what you're getting yourself into.
Good one.
Anyone else who wants to be ordained afterwards, I'll be happy to help you with that as well.
So just so you guys are aware, if you're listening at home, I am currently being ordained by the Reverend Dan Davies. And by the end of this, I will also be the Reverend Matt motherfucking Lees.
You darn tootin'.
Do it.
And if people don't like it, well, that can just frost your socks.
Do it. Let's go. All
right, so... You are about to legally...
If you can.
Hey, kill that music.
We're getting religious in here, man.
Things are happening.
Okay, wait. Shh. Let's get the mood. No. Kill the light. Will you kill the light? Let's get the mood going. Hold on.
All right. And
you won't try and put his hand in my crotch, will he?
No.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, things are about to get holy.
Here we go.
Oh, Jeff, don't...
So as opposed to a sermon this week.
Don't touch me there, you...
All right. As opposed to a sermon this week, we're going to legally ordain... Mr. Matt Lees.
Right now.
You are about to legally become an ordained minister and or a priest to perform religious through the Universal Life Church Monastery.
Amen.
For information regarding the legal aspects of ULC ordinations in your state / province, view our ordination FAQ page on the site.
Okay, that's enough.
Before providing information for ordination, please make sure you have complied with the following instructions.
Okay, let's hear them. We got a candle in there too.
Please only put your true and legal name. Please use only factual information in this serious...
This is going to take
religious right. Please double check your name and email address. Okay. So that's all bullshit. Here we go.
Proceed.
Instant online ordination. Welcome. You're about to become an ordained minister with the Universal Life Church Monastery. Please be sure to find out about yada la.
Hallelujah.
Okay. Please fill out
the form.
Okay, I'll do that. Are you feeling holy, AK? You guys feeling good? You feeling holy and religious? You can hold this.
I'm feeling
Have
good.
You guys caught any sermons?
That was the mic, not his penis.
That's good. Little clarification. All right. Please hold this. No.
All right. So what do you have to tell us, Mr. Lenny Nuda? What's new and exciting in your
life? Well, I was just going to give a little insight to this whole Universal Life Church.
Are you one of us?
I'm also I one believe of the flock.
I thought one you were, flock, yeah. Daniel, are you?
No, I'm good.
You know, I got married in the Catholic Church.
I was there.
And I had to tell them about all this before, eh?
Really?
How'd they take that?
It was all right. Oh, fuck, they're losing people like mad.
Maybe they should stop touching little boys.
Good point. What do you think about that, Irish Catholic Andy?
Oh, they're not losing people all the time. It's growing.
Were you ever touched?
It's growing. Who have I touched?
Yeah, they're bringing
more. Were you ever touched?
You don't remember.
Because you were a choir boy.
You were a choir boy. You're a minister, and now you're pretending you don't remember what happened between the two of us. I got that with the pop and the bag of chips.
It's not giving
Did
you
it require sexual orientation on that form?
No.
No?
I got a pee. I got
Iowa.
There we go.
He's
I got a peace
Iowa.
Out, boys.
Iowa.
Who,
Matt's legally going to move to... he's going to legally acquire Iowa very soon.
This was a great time, boys. I got a peace out.
Okay, and take it easy. Pass the
little thing, like cock sucking ceremony to go to. So anyway, we'll talk to you later.
Isn't it your brother's stag and doe?
I don't want to talk about that. Don't say what, that. Which part?
What, your full name?
Okay.
Yeah.
See you, Eddie. Cheers.
Cheers.
Anyway, Sam. Okay.
And I do believe.
Dun dun dun.
Is it official? Yeah, I believe so. So here we go. Yeah, hold on. Now, a universal belief. I just
this
want everyone.
This might be the
Matt's
moment.
Back.
This is the important stuff.
Experiences.
This is the important stuff. The Universal Life Church has only two tenets. Am I being recorded?
Yeah, you're being
recorded. Okay. And the two tenets are to promote freedom of religion.
Right.
And to do that. Which is right.
Do that, which is right. I can
That's
do that.
That's right. Tell you what, why don't...
That's very open, that which is right.
We've had an incident
Tell
here.
No, no, we're good. It's only a tiny spill.
Nothing, nothing's on top of the board.
Tears.
Okay. No, we're good. It was a
It's tears. It's a very spiritual moment.
You were crying.
I was crying.
Okay, so...
Very emotional.
Continue.
Basically, since everyone left here is ordained, right, Daniel? You are, no?
No, he won't do it.
All right, well...
You're next.
Yeah. 4 out of 5.
Folks is on board.
Shit, yeah! I'm the only card-carrying member.
Hey, wait, hit back, because I didn't put in my postal code.
We'll figure all that out in a second. I just want to say, the universal belief...
F-U-C-K.
Promote freedom... Matthew!
Sorry.
This is important shit!
I'm sorry, Reverend. I'm sorry. Forgive me.
You only have to believe two things. Promote freedom of religion.
Yes.
And do that which is right.
Agreed.
Can you deal with that? Amen! Oh, hallelujah. Can I get a hallelujah?
Hallelujah!
Who's excited?
One more is down, one more is in. What do you got to say?
So, yet again, this night has turned into me being the outcast. I'm the only one in the freaking room that's not ordained now.
That's what you get, Minji.
You're used to it, Ginge.
He's Welsh. He knows what minge means.
Okay, so where are we at now?
You're done, sir.
We got to get the right postal code so they'll mail me my card.
All right. Let's double check everything here.
Motherfucker.
Do we have to do this on... No. You have to pay. You have to pay if you want the card that I carry, mister.
What does that cost you?
You can print it off.
I got a whole kit for $200.
$200? Fuck this, religion
that
sucks.
That was well worth it.
I'm just kidding. Okay, finish. Wait, come on, finish. Let's do it, and I'm an ordained minister. Come on, we're at 1 hour. That's cool. Read your text, prick.
Yes,
was that from the university?
It was AK.
What did he say?
He just left.
Oh, he's gone? Holy shit, AK's gone.
All that he said is, let me know where you're at later. I might join you guys. All
right, so.
So.
We have to finish. All you got to do is Can you make it official? Do it.
You're official, dude. It's
official. So the where's the after party going to be? They're ordaining.
I think, dude, you're in. I think it already says you're in.
All right,
I
so think, announce
I
it.
Think make we're the Legion for this.
Make the announcement.
I already did. Dun dun dun. Universal Life Church Monastery.
The Reverend.
Yep, that's it, Mr. Matt Lees.
Motherfucking Lees.
That's right. We are children. We are all children of the same universe, it says.
Yes! So, that being said, I think this
apparently
is...
Apparently, minges don't believe that.
Right.
But then, I don't know if we really believe in them.
He's like a leprechaun and shit.
Exactly.
Fictional.
I'm the leprechaun. Boy, I'm going to steal your lucky charms, right?
How does that make you feel?
Left I've been both worse.
Oh, shit. So is that a good time to wrap this night up? What do you think?
I think that is the perfect time. We've got a new reverend in the fold.
Oh, shit.
I believe Mr. Matthew is going to change his Facebook status to say that he is one of us now.
I will. Anyway, ASAP.
You got to let everyone know that I converted you.
The Reverend Matt fucking Lees.
That's right, sir.
Amen. So this has been another episode of Legend in My Spare Time. My name is the Reverend Matt fucking Lees. For the purposes of the show, I won't call myself Reverend because you're the Reverend.
Sure.
It's just
keep Matt motherfucking Lees.
We'll keep it in the back pocket for when somebody says, you're an asshole. I'd be like, actually, I'm a Reverend, so fuck you.
That's right.
So take a couple seconds and say your goodnights. Go ahead.
What's the wittiest thing you got to say?
Do you have any more of that McClay's?
No, sir. We got to go out for more.
Hey, thanks for having me on board. Love coming to the KW.
You're always invited, sir.
Will?
Good times at the podcast. I got nothing bad to say about this. I was the world's biggest super fan of Sally Chancers. I think I'm going to have to take on another title as super fan of the...
Legend.
The pod.
Okay, but
I don't even know...
Wait, hold on. What's the name of the podcast?
Legend in a Spare Time.
Oh, close. Fair enough. That's cool.
What?
Legend in My Spare Time.
Oh, sorry.
My
spare It's like my... It's My Spare Time.
Yeah, we're going to go in a second, buddy.
He's talking to his dog. Thank you for being here,
have
Mr. Phil. No, come on. Matty Thumbs, this is your second time here.
Yep.
You're going to do something intelligent.
Drop some wisdom, sir.
I got no wisdom tonight.
You're wearing a John Deere hat, and I was just in Iowa.
John Deere.
Len has an awesome John Deere story.
Okay, let's have that for the end.
What's my John Deere story?
Winners?
I don't remember it.
Winners. Oh, they're like a gay couple, eh? Always arguing.
I don't remember it.
They got a prop. They... At least they're not wearing Ed Hardy shirts.
Then you gotta tell the story because I don't remember.
Drop it on us quick.
So Len and I are out shopping, and he picks up this T-shirt. It's a big John Deere T-shirt. Pretty funny shirt. Look pretty awesome.
Winners, right? That's what
he said. We get up to the register. I didn't find anything. Greg found this, or Lenny found this awesome shirt. The cashier, openly gay, loving life. You know, nice pink sachet around his neck. He looks at the shirt. Thinking that it's a designer shirt for some reason, says, who's this John Deere fellow I've been hearing so much about?
He's the new Calvin Klein.
All right, that's a great story. Thumbs, say something witty. Come on, say something witty.
Oh, yeah.
No, into the mic. It's like hanging out with retards.
So I'm not.
You're going to become that guy, Matt.
So I'm not a retard.
Okay.
You're our friend because we did call you a retard. Right.
So that means I could still be retarded?
No, because if there was even a slight chance you were retarded, we wouldn't call you that.
Yeah.
So you're retarded.
So yeah, I guess you should feel good about yourself.
Yeah. Right.
So I think I was going to put on for a second time.
So anyways, guys,
finish.
All that I'm going to say is if you can't be decent, at least be sanitary. Stick on the ice. Unless you're in Iowa, right?
Hey-o! Ladies and gentlemen,
that's it.
Welcome. Thanks for being here on Legend in My Spare Time, episode 20. 20. 20. 20. Fuck off. Matt Lees, the Reverend, has work to do.
Go! Go! Yeah! Yeah! Huh! What?
I'm a legend in my spare time.
Go! Go! Yeah! Yeah! Huh! What?
I'm a legend in my spare time.
Go! Go! Yeah! Yeah! Huh! What?
I'm a legend in my spare time.
Go! Go! Yeah!
Come with my balls. People love my crotch.
Cause your daddy thinks I'm lazy.
Your mama thinks I'm crazy.
Neither of them know that you are carrying my baby.
And I'm the anus.
I'm the Andy.
I'm the sticky at your
mouth. I gave you mouth to mouth like resuscitation Andy.
Takes two of us to do this.
D. Martin.
Jerry Lewis.
And your throat is swollen.
Gord Hood.
You blew
George
us.